São Paulo, Pinhandeco.
Terra Indígena Jaraguá, in São Paulo, is the world's smallest indigenous reservation, the size of just two soccer fields. Its Guarani residents quickly outgrew the space. They now occupy another plot nearby. A young man plays the violin inside of the Opin, a mud and thatched roof building that is the spiritual gathering space for the community. Chief Karai Miring explains the meaning of symbols on the altar.
This represents land. This is all of our spirit, Amba, that illuminates our struggle and all the knowledge of our ancestors.
Starting in 1934, Brazilian authorities established small reservations like Jaraguá with the expectation that Indians would assimilate into Brazilian society. But in 1988, after the end of the dictatorship, Brazil's new constitution recognized indigenous people as the original inhabitants of the country, with a right to enough land to continue their culture and way of life. Daniel Pieri is an anthropologist who works for a Guarani advocacy group.
Elementos das culturas que eles têm de milho, de mandioca.
They are losing cultivation techniques, ways of growing corn and cassava that are unique and super important to their culture are being lost. This causes problems like child malnutrition and other health problems. All this results from the lack of land.
Last year, the government's Agency for Indigenous Affairs approved expanding the Jaraguá territory. But Brazil's Attorney General hasn't signed off on it. So the Guarani living in the disputed area have been given an eviction notice. The Chief Miring says this put the community into a type of legal limbo.
We're a people without life and we feel it. Our kids don't have a future. We're at the end of a process and we're really worried.
No new indigenous territories have been recognized under President Dilma Rousseff's administration. And Brazil's powerful agricultural lobby wants to pass a constitutional amendment to transfer authority over land demarcation from the Agency of Indian Affairs to Congress.
No Brasil, a gente tem uma expressão que é...
Pierre, the anthropologist, compares this to a fox guarding a hen house.
Brazil's Congress is dominated by large landowners. And so there is conflict of interest. Those who are opposed to increasing indigenous land want to be responsible for regulating it.
Last year, the Brazilian Congress decided to consider the landowner's amendment, and there have been public hearings throughout Brazil. Congressman Luis Carlos Hines is president of the Congressional Agribusiness Caucus. He spoke to small property owners at an outdoor hearing in his home state in the south of Brazil, stoking fears that their land will be subject to expropriation. His language was so discriminatory that a video of the event posted on YouTube went viral.
Descendants of runaway slaves, Indians, gays, lesbians, everything that's worthless, they are allied and they control the government.
Hines has also encouraged small landowners to arm themselves. A Global Witness report says the numbers of environmental and land rights activists murdered in Brazil tripled from 2002 to 2012. But Pieri says the threat of violence hasn't deterred the Guarani.
They are now making themselves visible to broader society. After spending a long time opting to hide, leaving the woods that were left, avoiding contact, they are now doing the opposite.
The Guarani of Jaraguá have joined with other indigenous groups throughout the country to protest and organize against both the constitutional amendment and other laws that would open up their lands to development and mining activities. Chief Miring reflected on the current struggle.
We thought a lot in the beginning. How to create a movement, how can we join together, do and express ourselves, because all of us indigenous people in Brazil have the same fight to win our land. We want the Brazilian government to recognize us as indigenous people with a different culture. We want respect and recognition.
In September, the Workers' Party will hold a popular referendum on political reform. This is a response to the massive protests in Brazil last June. Changes in campaign finance would be one way to rein in the power of the agricultural lobby, but the referendum is non-binding. Lucia Duncan, FSRN, São Paulo, Brazil.